talking about. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacking just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
So Chewy gets on the call this morning.
I'm cool as ever, she's
and the first thing I hear him say is, a lot of fishing happening today. I assume, Chew, that you're talking about the, like, reel and line and hook fishing.
Snapper season opened up down here, and a lot of people love snapper, myself included.
I love snapper. Excellent snapper. Are you a snapper fan?
Gabe?
I don't think I've ever had snapper.
You're like Beloit?
You going bowling today, Gabe?
What's that?
Going bowling today?
Oh, thank you. This is a nice shirt. Thank you.
Is that how you read that?
Yeah. He's complimenting my shirt.
Are you going golfing today?
I am going golfing today, yes.
That looks like what Shefty's dog did to him yesterday.
Wow. I had a number of people approach me yesterday, BTW, about the Schefter dog story. And if you missed it, you can find it on anywhere you get your Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast, but including the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. So Chewy says, a lot of fishing going on. And I said, well, speaking of fishing, they got me. Yesterday during the show, they got me. Have you guys seen this Wisconsin DOT fishing scam? Chewy, you familiar with this?
Yeah, Jen, that was like a layup. That wasn't even a free throw. That was like a lay. I didn't even need to read the whole thing, and I deleted it. As soon as it said Wisconsin DOT, you owe money, slide to the left, delete.
Chewy, she started telling me about it during the show, and I go, oh, that's phishing. She goes, no, it's legit. It's legit.
So yes, I was very adamant that this was actually
okay. I guess we'll find out together.
So it happened late in the show yesterday. It was like about 20 minutes to the end of the hour, 20 minutes to the end of the show. And I get this text message that says, this is the Wisconsin DOT. You owe us money. We're going to. And there was like a long list of consequences if I didn't pay whatever I owed. Now, I'm pretty good about paying my debts, paying what I owe. But every once in a while, something will slip through the cracks and I'll be like, oh, I didn't know that. And I drive to Illinois a lot to go to O'Hare. So when it said that I owed for a toll, I thought, oh, they're nailing me for one of the tolls that I missed paying for on my way to O'Hare. To which Gabe said,
why would the state of Wisconsin give a rip if you owed tolls in the state of Illinois?
Excellent point by him. And I wish that I had given it more thought when he said it the first time. Instead, I'm like, I'm going to take care of this right away, get this off my plate, move on to the next thing. And so sure enough, pull out my credit card, boop, 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 and immediately regretted that decision. Immediately had this sense of dread wash over me, like, oh no. Because the toll amount, Chewy, when it finally came to like total, was like $6.96. And there was something about that amount where I was like, no. Like when they come and collect for tolls I've missed on the way down to Chicago, it's like $30, $45.
Well, because then they start adding on like late fees. They start
interest,
just,
all of that stuff. And so there was something about the $6.90, did I say 6 cents? I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was like red flag. Not my friend Gabe over here telling me point blank, clear as day, oh, that's a scam.
Oh, I got this thing from the Wisconsin deal. Oh, that's phishing. Like, she didn't even finish the sentence because I don't know how many times. Like, it's a reflex at this point. The number of texts that I have gotten like that. I go, okay, delete report junk, delete report junk, delete report junk. It's just, again, it's just a reflex. I don't know how to do that normally, but now I don't even have to think about it whenever I get one of those texts.
And tell them what happened to you in the afternoon.
Oh, I got the exact same text. One whatever in the afternoon. I was out walking Bubba. All of a sudden, feel so the little buzz.
Was that from our IT department, or was that just a...
No, that's somebody trying to get into Jen's...
Bank account.
Bank account. That's okay. A real phishing attempt. That's a real scammer going after Jen. Not like you, where you were only scammed by us in order to do, you know, more training that you don't want to do.
Right, to Let prove that you could be scammed.
Where's the place you get your license?
The DMV.
The DMV? Those people had a bad rap. Let me tell you what. The people at the DMV are so nice now.
Now? What is...
I think that there was a stigma back in the day that they were mean and this and that and this. But now I think they are super sweet. And I'll tell you why. I hiccuped for a minute because I don't have my registration for one of the cars down here. And Angie called the DMV, and they were like, oh, they were so nice. They're like, oh, we'll send that right out to you. Where back in the day, it just seemed like there'd be a fight. So I just want to say the stigma is gone. People at the DMV, thank you for what you do.
For whatever it's worth.
Wait, did that just turn into a thank you for your service PSA for the DMV?
Right, but it's whatever you do.
Stuff.
I tend to agree with you, though. The last few times I've gone to the DMV, now it mostly has been for Chase to get his driver's permit, get his license, or at least try several times. They were wonderful. They were very nice. They were very, efficient. There's been a stigma, a reputation that maybe the DMV moves a little slowly. They were, I felt like they didn't waste my time. So maybe they are turning over a new leaf.
Was that ever accurate? Now, I've gone to the DMV not all that often. Don't need to be there a whole lot. I don't really understand the people who constantly are having issues there. But since I've had to go when I was 15, 16, getting a license, it's pretty much in and out. You spend 30 minutes there. You wait in line for 5, 10. You do what you need to, and you're out the door.
Yeah, but
Was it something that happened in media where it got a bad rap because in TV shows or movies it was viewed as some hellacious thing? I've never experienced a poor time there. It's just business.
That's a place where I don't mind spending an hour.
You want to know why?
Because the people are so interesting.
People watching. Yep.
People watching at the DMV is the best. The best. Yeah.
Better than the airport? Because the airport is where you usually do. Granted, you spend a lot more time in the airport, obviously, than the DMV. But the airport seems to be your go-to for people watching.
Airport is solid. That All right. should be a top 10 places to people watch.
Chewy, power rank these in terms of their people watching experience. State Fair, DMV, airports.
Summerfest. You could throw Summerfest in there. State Fair is better than Summerfest.
State Fair is one with a bullet.
the outfits at State Fair are just priceless. They are the best. You know what? And I told you guys I'm going to Germany, so I'm going to
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest in Munich. And Angie's having Lederhosen made. Seriously thinking of driving that out at State Fair.
Trying it out? a test run? Like a dress rehearsal?
Can I make a single request? Can Angie please?
Yeah, photos.
Please take pictures and send them to us.
Oh, you know she will.
Because you're I think you're too big for Lederhosen, pal.
No, I'm having a maid. Because the one thing I've heard about going to Oktoberfest in Germany, if you buy a cheese ball Amazon type outfit, they heckle you.
So it has to be authentic, you're saying?
It's got to be authentic. So I'm thinking of driving that thing down to State Fair.
Thank you for a test run. See how it goes.
Can we please follow you with a camera for social content?
Yeah, but I don't really want to show my face. That's the problem.
It's going to be tough.
Your face is on camera for 2 hours every day.
Yeah, but he's saying in Lederhosen.
Oh, okay.
He shared the picture with us, but he doesn't want it out there publicly.
Well, what if you go... So German Fest this year is the end of July. What if you go to German Fest in the Lederhosen?
But I think that's weak.
What do you mean
that's weak? I think that's weak because you'll be insulated by other people wearing Lederhosen. You got to test drive that thing on an open track.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth here, pal. On one hand, you're like, I don't want anyone to see my face, but I will not go to a place where other people are wearing Lederhosen because I want to stand out. You know what I'm saying?
Back, back to your list, Gabe. State Fair's one.
State Fair's one.
State Fair's one. DMV two. Summerfest wow. three. Airport four.
Did not expect the airport to come in at four.
Well, yes. The outfits are so predictable these days at the airport.
Well, again, Chewy yeah. can recognize you and spot you, tell you where you're from just by the outfit.
I will tell you of this. Course. It's so rare now to see women in particular traveling in business attire.
Yes.
We've all got the leisure, athleisure. You know, athleisure yeah. down, and then you do the quick change at the airport or wherever it is to get into your business attire so that you don't wrinkle your clothes sitting on the plane. And I think you know this. I saw Luke that one time on the plane, Luke from X-Call.
Oh, yeah.
And I had taken my hoodie and done the Cartman.
Cinched it.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, cinched it so I could sleep.
We all did. Can we circle back to you getting scammed?
Sure. So does that bring you joy?
I did a little yes. research I mean, it on should. This. This scam dates back to like 2022.
No.
Yeah. So I was surprised this was your first time you had encountered it.
Yeah.
I think I've deleted and reported as spam no less than four or five.
Really? That's my first time seeing it. Yeah. And look, and we've talked about this before, because the other time that I got busted when our company does those fishing yeah. expeditions that Chewy said he got nailed on as well, I was walking through the airport, I get the thing, I'm trying, and like, you're not really thinking it through, right? Like, I was sitting here, I got it, the show's going on, I'm like, if I don't do this now, I'll forget about it, and then, you know, it'll snowball, and so I was like, I'm just going to take care of it right this moment. And then I did, and Gabe was like, you're an idiot. And I was like, I know. And then I called
Well, at first you're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, well, that's my default setting, Gabe.
What?
You're wrong,
what
I'm
has
right.
The all
right,
so reaction Jen, there's been?
Jen, there's another one out there, and it's from the cop shop when it comes to parking tickets. Just let that one go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, parking tickets.
Well, I mean, again, if you wanted to get Jen, I think you have to specify to more of the speeding ticket. Like, I don't think she's ever had a problem parking.
Here's an important thing for us to...
The look on your face tells me otherwise, possibly.
Here's an important thing to... Have you, like, given you the DMV your cell phone number, and have they ever reached out to you via text message before?
No. Well, and again, it's the Wisconsin DOT. So, to be honest, yes. When my registration is close to expiring, the DMV has reached out and said, don't forget, your registration is expiring. Da, da, da. But there's no, like put your credit card information right. in here, right? Like, I will say this, though, guys, and this is the one thing that I will say in my defense. That website was an identical match for the Wisconsin DOT, save the link that stole my credit card information.
I do want to nominate Jen, though, if anybody from IT is listening, for more Know yeah. Before training.
Oh, well,
because
now.
These things had all the telltale signs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The number that it came from was like plus 65. Yeah, was yeah, like, okay, well, that's not like a real number. Okay, so we start there. Like, it has the sense of urgency, pay now
yeah.
or go to jail, basically yeah. is what the message had said.
It's
like all the
DMV.
Things that we have done every month for literally 2 or 3 years yeah. now, just hitting Jen across the face.
He's 100% correct.
That's
we go back and look at it and be like, well, that was a red flag. That was a red flag. That was a red flag. Did they spell Jennifer with a G? What the hell?
It was the DMV from Belgium. You
I will tell
us.
You this. I will tell you this. As soon as the show ended, I called Chase Bank. I immediately had the credit card canceled. So no harm, no foul. That transaction didn't even get into my account. So that's another thing, how I knew, again, when you do those things on the DMV website, bloop,
yeah.
they show up right away in your bank account. Money's taken out. That hadn't shown up. So I reported it as, you know, I reported myself as an idiot to my bank. And they are sending me a new card.
Did they give you the, yep, you're one of tens of thousands. You're the only way I can describe this is I'm disappointed in you.
Really?
You're too smart for this to get you.
What do you guys think the hit rate is on that though? 2%?
Yeah, it's low. It's got to be.
But again, like,
and it probably escalates as you age up, as you get less and less tech savvy, which Jen, you're fairly tech savvy. You're doing a lot of stuff on your phone, computer. This is like, if my grandpa got by this, I'd be like, okay, yeah, he's not the best at his phone. He got confused. Jen, you're on your phone as much
you
as
know
I
what
am.
This is, though? You know what it is? This is payback for all the time we forged our parents' name, like, to get out of school early.
Ah, karma? This is a karma
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, this is karma coming back to get us.
I definitely practiced my mom's signature. My mom had the prettiest, most elegant signature, but it was very forgeable. Like, I'm still doing it right now.
I was about to say, it seems like the muscle memory's kicking in pretty quickly over there.
So, all's well that ends well, but I don't mind being another PSA for everyone else out there. Please keep an eye open for these scams that the Belgians, did we even look up plus 63?
No.
What country code is that?
The thing with a lot of those numbers is they're online numbers, so they just kind of pick at random all these different numbers, and you're supposed to, if you're getting random text messages similar to these where it's a person being like, hey, how are you, or just like randomly reaching out, you're also supposed to delete and report to spam, because what they're doing is they're sending thousands and thousands of text messages, and the phone companies won't recognize them, so they'll throttle them. But if you respond, you click their links, you do that, then it makes it worse and worse, and it proliferates.
Well, and again, I want to be clear. I did not click the link in the text. I copied and pasted the whole thing, dropped it into a Word doc, and then took the link and dropped it into the browser line. So at least
that's,
I don't know what that's doing for you.
No, that's, I don't know what you think that accomplished. I thought, because it's the same link. It's the same thing. You just put it in different spots.
So bad.
Hold on. This is really a question about what you think about Gabe. I mean, it really
comes
up. Coming
up, Brett. It's really coming up next year on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Chewy, shut up.
Sounds like a HorrorCon thing.
Ready, down. Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776, is a medley of reaction to me getting fished by the fake Wisconsin DOT. Fished? No. Hooked. Scammed.
Bamboozled. Hoodwinked.
All of those things. Please let Jen know I received a message from the Mequon police that they needed me to pay a parking ticket for her so she could just send me her credit card information going forward. That from Jason in the 801. Oh.
Good on Jason. I mean, Jason, just a good guy.
Not our Jason, Jason Wilde, who joins us now. And Jason, I'm embarrassed to admit, I did get scammed yesterday by that fishing expedition. Have you seen these text messages going around?
Well, first of all, as a Nigerian prince, I don't get those text messages.
You just send them.
Well, he doesn't send it. He has people, because he's the prince. He's already got the money. He's got people who sends it out.
Exactly. I'm like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America. No, I have gotten them, yes. Look, I'm not going to judge you. Am I surprised that a person of your intellect fell for the banana tailpipe? I am. But hey, we all make those types of mistakes from time to time. And I'll tell you this, I am, you know, we do as a company, we do all these videos and quizzes and everything in an effort to prevent this kind of thing happening from a company standpoint. And I know that the State Journal, when they had all the problems they had, it was because of a ransomware attack where clearly somebody had made the mistake of clicking on something they shouldn't. So this is, I don't think you should feel bad at all. You know, like Romeo Dobbs, learn your lesson and then just put your head down and get back to work.
Jason, I know it's mini camp, no pads, but how has Jacob Monk looked at center? Does he look the part?
I'll be honest. It would be great if Frankie Bag of Donuts would come up and stand next to me at practice so I could give you a better assessment of that. Like, he reminds me from a stature standpoint of Scott Wells, who was like, and I mean this in the nicest possible way because I'm built this way too, except not nearly as muscular as Matt LaFleur is happy to point out in press conferences. Short and squatty, right? Like, he doesn't look like Josh Myers. He doesn't look like Mike Flanagan. You know, even Frankie was obviously taller in addition to being stockier. So, you know, I don't know, without pads and without doing one-on-ones and all those other things, I don't have a good feel for what he might be capable of if for some reason it went all the way to the point of him having to start games for them this season. But I just keep thinking about the fact that, you know, they lost after four snaps, they lost Elgton Jenkins. Then later in the game, they lose Josh Myers toward the end of the game. They tried two different guys at guard in relief of Elgton Jenkins, and both of them were terrible. And yet Jacob Monk, who was active for the game, never played an offensive snap. Like, they never decided to say, hey, let's go to the rookie instead. I mean, even when Myers went out, then they moved Sean Ryan over to center, and then they brought one of the other, I think it was Glover, who came back in then. So, you know, I'm curious where he will stand once we get to training camp, but he can't help but be better off for getting this work while Elgton stays away.
Jason, it seemed like everybody was just revealing their injuries this week at OTAs. We find out that Kenny Clark had foot surgery, LVN dealing with a hand issue throughout the season last year. I don't know where I'm supposed to land on this, because yes, Kenny Clark landed on, you know, he was on the injury report a couple of times with the toe injury, and obviously his production was down, and I'm sure the injury factored into that, but if you're on the field, I'm supposed to have a certain level of expectation for you, and if this injury is still allowing you to practice, how much should I read into potential bounce backs, or for Lucas Van Ness, even some sort of step forward, because of the injuries that they had last year?
Yeah, it's an outstanding question. And every time as I stood there, and look, Lucas Van Ness had actually told us about the thumb thing when he talked before the bus left in April for the tailgate tour. And I knew he had left a game dealing with the thumb and came back. I knew that he was playing with like a small cast throughout the first half of the season on that hand. So I knew the injury was there. But both as he talked and as Kenny talked, I heard Chewy's voice. And not like a Noah, you must build an ark type God voice. But like a what Chewy said about Zach Tom the other day, right? Like, I'm not dragging Jordan Love on this at all, because I do believe his injuries affected his performance. I would never, ever dismiss that. To what degree, I don't know. But it is interesting that these guys, we didn't even know that they had issues. Like, we knew Kenny Clark had a toe injury, but I talked to Kenny Clark every week last season. And not once did he say anything about how it was impacting him. And Lucas Van Ness, you know, it wasn't until the off season, and you know, maybe this is an oversight by me, but I didn't realize that he was exclusively rushing from the right side. I didn't even realize that. And a thumb injury certainly would be a factor with how effectively you can use your hands. So again, if those guys are healthy and play at a meaningfully higher level because they are healthy compared to what they provided last season, That should give, you know, all those guys we're talking about, Rashawn Gary specifically, we're talking about how they're all hanging out during OTAs at Kenny's house and watching NBA basketball and watching film and ordering in wings and pizza. And sounds like a lot of fun. But that's great. And camaraderie is great. I think it's extremely important. You know, spending that extra time together and going through practice video and everything else together, I love it. But what's really going to make a difference is if these injuries were problematic enough to cause those guys to... I mean, Kenny Clark had his worst season since he was a rookie.
But that's where I'm at, Jason, is, okay, so where's that line? Because, okay, you guys played through those injuries. Oh, but you played through injuries, so we're supposed to give you a pass. But you have Jaire Alexander... Yeah. Okay, so you guys didn't play good enough, and maybe somebody else could have done better if you weren't in there, but you decided to try to play through it. And on the other side of this, and I think it's the extreme other side, but you have Jair Alexander, who's been vilified for saying, hey, I'm not 100%. I don't want to be out there unless I can be effective. And he's mm-hmm. been turned into a villain for that. But if he's out there and he's ineffective, like I'm just trying to figure out where this line exists, and I'm sure players are too, of, okay, how effective is it that I'm out here and can someone else do better?
There is no line, Gabe.
Okay.
There is no line.
But like you know what I'm saying, Chu?
You know this, Jason. There's a difference between hurt and injured. Injured, you can't play. Hurt, everybody plays.
But then I'm supposed to still hold you to a level of expectation of your level of play, correct?
Sure.
Okay. So it's not. I'm glad that Kenny Clark got this cleaned up. I'm glad that Lucas Van Ness is healthier. But I don't know if that changes my outlook on how good this defensive line can be in 2025.
Well, first of all, I'm just trying to recover from you using vilified and villain in the same sentence. Secondly, look, you guys are both 1,000% right. Like, I couldn't agree with you more. And bringing the Jair piece into it is even more interesting because you're right. You know, maybe he was vilified for not playing through injury, and now here we sit with two guys who played through injury. And basically, and I'm not saying they were doing this on purpose, but suddenly now we have either an excuse or an explanation for how they performed, right? And even if you're not giving them a pass per se, you are looking at their season through a different lens. So you couldn't be more right. And it does feel double standardy. It does. And so, you know, I've always been taught that if you're on the field, whether you're playing through an injury or playing hurt or not, you're going to be judged on how you perform. But it does feel as if when not us talking about players, them talking about players, there is a sliding scale on how much grace you receive because you played through injury.
Good stuff, guys. And I think we'll continue that conversation a little bit later in the show. I want to know what your thoughts were on Keyshawn talking about a couple of things. One, sort of changing his tune on being a returner for the Green Bay Packers. And two, based on what he said, does it sound like he thinks Jair will be back in the green and gold this fall?
Well, first of all, I would argue that he didn't change his tune. He had his tune changed.
Oh, that's an excellent nuance. That is excellent nuance, Jason.
It was clear that neither LaFleur nor Bisaccia particularly appreciated his proclamation. I do declare I am done playing return man to us at locker cleanout. As far as Jair, look, if you go back and listen to both Nixon and Xavier McKinney, I'm telling you, they're basically saying, look, we love him. We love playing with him. We want him back for us, but we have no idea if he's going to be back. And they both made comments about, you know, along the lines of he has to do what's right for him, which to me, when players say that, they might as well have been saying, the Packers want him to take a much larger pay cut than he's willing to take. And so this offer that's on the table, he doesn't like it. And unless something changes, I don't know if he will be my teammate again or not. That was how I interpreted both of their comments. Because, look, they authentically really like Jair. Like, those are two of his best friends on the team. And again, I know that there have been those in the Packers fan base who think the beat writers are trying to run Jair out of town. I mean, I'll tell you this. Like, none of us feel that way. And the story has taken the twists and turns that it has, but let's not lose sight of the fact that two guys who really like Jair, Keyshawn Nixon, who proclaimed himself CB1 in that same conversation at his locker, you don't do that if you think the two-time second-team All-Pro is coming back for another season with you, right? And then when Josh Jacobs is doing his number one wide receiver tour at the Super Bowl, he also said we need another starting defensive back. He wasn't talking about safety. So he was presuming that, you know, Jair was going to be gone. So I don't think those guys, you know, while maybe the fan base with the reporting of late had gotten their hopes up about him returning, and maybe he still does, I'm not sure either one of those guys sounded like they were actually getting their hopes up that this was going to happen. I think they were thinking, well, it would be great if it did, but based on my conversations with Jair, I don't know. I think that's the vibe I got from both of them.
Jason, I want you to power rank these four places when it comes to people watching. State Fair, Summerfest, State Fair, Summerfest, DMV, or the airport. 1 through 4.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like, that's, come on. That's like asking me to rate Jordan, LeBron, Bill Russell, and Kobe or something. Like, they're all, like, they are in the hall, not just the Hall of Fame, but they are, like, first ballot people watching Hall of Fame locations, right? Like,
I mean, Mount Rushmore, some might say, Jason, right? This is a Mount Rushmore.
Some might say, yeah, very good. Is there anything that's even, like, if those are the four, what's fifth? Because they're all outstanding places. There's a huge gap.
Yeah. All right, one, Jason, I win State Fair. I don't think there's anything better than State Fair.
I would agree. Circle gets the square.
Two.
I would take Summerfest second, although my Summerfest trips have been of late me going to do the State of the Packers with Strofe and Gabe, Paul and the girls walking around for those hours, and then we leave right away. So I have not done my fair share of people watching. I do enjoy the folks that when you are clearly talking on the air, they start a conversation with you, and a lot of times it's, do you know where Ecuador Manta is playing?
It's a deep cut,
so that,
Jason.
I'm a big fan of that. So, and then I would say the airport over the DMV. I don't know about you. When I have to go to the DMV, I'm watching the numbers and I'm looking at my phone. Like, I'm not actually engaging in the people watching as much as maybe in the other three locations, because the airport is, I mean, let's not underrate the airport. Not only that, but it's like there are actual conveyor belts taking people past you so you can watch them. Like, it's the convenience level. Like, it's like they're being delivered like George Jetson at Spacely Sprockets for you to judge them. It's amazing.
We have folks weighing in on the Carbless Talk and text line this morning. 800-990-3776 is how you can get in with the show always. Josh in Heartland and Michael in the 262 both suggesting Walmart for number 5 on your list of people watching
Walmart,
places. How
solid.
Do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, they do have that account, right? The people of Walmart or whatever it is. I'm more of a get in, get what I need, and get out guy when it comes to that place. I will actively engage in people watching in the airport at Summerfest and State Fair, though.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Good stuff, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, I'll send you that link.
Yeah, but it's going to come from your address. See,
that's the way it's genius, because you're going to trust that Jason's not going to lead you astray.
Jason's like, how can I get her bank account information? Actually, I'd probably just give it to Jason. Not Gabe, though. Not Gabe. Yeah, we determined I don't trust Gabe as far as I can throw him. All right, more Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this. Stick around.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, you hear Chewy and I talking about it all the time. It is the Jewelry Center. Of course, it's the only place to go. Not just because they have a great selection, and if no matter what kind of diamond you're looking for, lab-grown diamond, naturally mined diamonds, whatever you're in the market for, when it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. But the thing that separates the Jewelry Center to me is the helpful team that they've put together. They helped me over 3 years ago at this point when I got the engagement ring for my wife. But they can help you as well. Maybe you have an idea. If you don't have an idea, check out the Pinterest page. Bring that in, and that helpful team always going to point you in the right direction. Check out the inventory. Any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Shop online at shoptjc.com. And when you go to the jewelry center, make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm just a stranger. Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and I want to get into the conversation that Gabe initiated when we were talking with Jason Wilde. If you missed any of that conversation, you can always find it on the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. That's where we put all of our shows and all of our podcasts and all of our Jason Wilde content. But Gabe, you were asserting that the Packers find themselves in a bit of a pickle here when it comes to this injury situation. We learned earlier this week that there were several players who were playing hurt, dealing with, you could argue that, you know, push it a little direction here or there, maybe they shouldn't have played, wouldn't have played, but they chose to play not at 100%. And on the other hand, you have Jaire Alexander, who has, as you said, been vilified for not playing at 100%. So it sounds to me like you're trying to figure out, on behalf of the players, if you will, what the sweet spot is for when you're supposed to put yourself out there on the field and be a good soldier for the team, and when you're supposed to say, no, actually, there's somebody who could perform better than me because I'm not 100%.
Well, it really comes down to Kenny Clark for me, because Lucas Van Ness just might be bad. I don't know. Just, there's not enough. He's been around for 2 years, hasn't done anything. But Kenny Clark, we know, can be a really good player. And he had his worst season statistically last year since he was a rookie. And trying to figure, okay, is it because he's getting older, because he switched to the 4-3, and now this injury thing comes out where he had foot surgery, right? He has foot surgery, so, okay, were you ineffective because of that? You were so ineffective that you had the worst year since you were a rookie. Could somebody have done better? Like, is that part of the struggles, because you were that injured? And that's what I'm just trying to figure out, is, okay, could somebody have done better? Is that you putting yourself out there? Is that good for the team? Is that bad for the team? Because again, if Jaire Alexander, if he goes out there and he gets cooked, right, just gives up touchdown after touchdown because he's trying to play through a knee injury, what's he doing out there? But then he doesn't play, and it's like, why isn't he out there? So I'm just trying to figure out, and Chewy, you said that doesn't seem like there is a right, there's no right or wrong answer here.
Coaches don't look at a line. And with Kenny Clark, It's age and injury, but Goody broke his own rule, right? By giving him a third contract.
Yeah.
And I think now it
that surprised us, Chew. That surprised us when it happened. Yeah. We did not see it coming.
Well, to be fair, he isn't 30 yet. He's 29.
No. Yeah, but the contract took him past 30.
Yeah.
Because he'll turn 30.
He'll be 30 in October.
He'll turn 30 this year.
This is the risk you run when it comes to guys in their 30s. The older you get, the more you get injured, and the longer injuries take to get over. That's just the way it goes. Father Time always wins.
Is that on the coaching staff then, Chew, to recognize, hey, this injury is hampering you, we need to try somebody else here?
I'd say the benchmark is probably 90. It should be 90. Yeah, coaches expect you to play hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The farther you get into the season, they expect you to play hurt. And I've played hurt a number of times. And Andy Reid, when he was my coach, he never said, oh, you missed that block because your knee hurts. It's okay. No. He grades you out the exact same if you got a mild sprain of the MCL or you're completely healthy. They don't care. You're on the field. You're expected to do what they expect you to do. And if you don't, then you're going to get graded accordingly. They don't factor in injuries to like, oh, let's grade this on a curve because he's hurt. They don't do that.
Well, let me ask you this, guys. Is there something about the transparency that makes it easier to swallow for a fan base? I think about guys who have played at times with clubs on their hand at the linebacker position, right? And you sit there and go, well, whoa, what a warrior. Look at him out there. He's got a broken hand or a broken thumb or whatever it is, but he's still out there playing the position because they think that he can still get it done even with that club.
And you get frustrated when he drops an interception because, well, I mean, You're supposed to catch like that.
Is it hypothetical still, or are we talking a specific here?
Don't
yeah,
need
exactly. But the point is that it's very clear and obvious to the viewer, to the fan, that this guy is going out there trying to do something for his team, and he's not 100%. With Kenny Clark, other than, like you said, maybe showing up on the injury report a few times with the toe injury, and we know he was dealing with turf toe. Turf toe. I always want to say toe turf, which I know is wrong. We didn't know that this was ailing him since week one of last season. And so, as you mentioned, you watch the numbers as the season goes on and the stats, and they're not moving in the direction you want them to be moving, and there's a frustration that goes along with that. If he had told us at the beginning of the season, after with a week one loss to the Eagles, hey, my foot, I got it bad, and I'm going to still go out there, but man, it is really hindering my work, the product on the field. Would we have handled it differently? Would we have felt differently then?
I think we would have been asking if he should have been playing, because that's how poorly he played. I mean, again, that's how bad Kenny Clark was last year.
But that's on the coach.
Exactly. That was my question.
That's on the coach to recognize it, because I'll tell you what, Sterling had real bad turf toe, right? And it was a point of contention because he wouldn't practice at all. And he had surgery after one of the years. But you know what Sterling did? Still went out and caught 110
goals. I was about to say, he went out and set NFL records for receptions in a single season.
Still played, so injuries are an excuse. And you know, some players, I just wanted to play. And I was probably stupid about playing sometimes when Jeff Thomason probably could have been more effective. But I always looked at, I don't know if you guys know this, but players have egos.
What?
Right? Yeah. They have egos, and you always think that you're better than the guy behind you by X amount, and that's where the coach needs to step in and say, are you sure you're good to go? You know, and they help you, coax you along. Maybe you need a week, maybe you need or two to get healthy, but like you said, Gabe, this thing was really never a big deal on the injury report.
Yeah, because again, it was the toe. It was and that's not what he got surgery for. He got surgery for his foot.
Like a bunion or something? Is that what I was reading?
Yeah, bunion and then bone spurs.
My last 3 years, and I still have. You guys seen the quado that's trying to come out of my foot?
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
have I seen it? Yeah. Do I try to pretend that I haven't? Yeah. So thanks, Holmgren, for the visual.
I'll show you when we get back.
I swear to God, I thought he was going to put his foot up on the stream.
I'll do that.
Going to pull a Rogers?
Look at this thing.
Oh, my God. Here it goes. Here it comes.
No.
Here it comes. No, you can't. You're not even flat. Oh, there it is.
See
There's
that thing?
Chewy's foot.
It's like the mirror, though. It's opposite on this. How do I get it in there? Okay. That knob right there. I played with that. That's a bunion. Suck it up, Kenny, you
God
wuss boy.
God bless anyone who is not watching on the YouTube stream right now, because you just got, the thigh meat was spectacular, by the way.
Jen, these things reek. Ooh, the smell.
Yeah, wear a clean pair of socks every once in a while, huh?
It's the last day with them, Gabe. This is it. Okay?
Yeah. Can we just... Anyway, Kenny Clark ranked 53rd PFF last year out of 118. Devontae Wyatt was 37th. Carl Brooks was 45th. Like, so, again, 53rd, middle of the pack.
But, again, just like we talked about with Jordan.
Exactly.
That's where I was going. Good job.
Exactly.
All right. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'm not sure we're going to be able to reach the heights we just did with Chewy sticking his fat foot up into the YouTube stream. But we will certainly try when we return.
It is time. If you're looking to upgrade your windows or doors... Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has you covered. We've talked about them for years here on ESPN Wisconsin. And Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every budget. That's why I know if it's time to upgrade those windows or doors, it can be intimidating because you don't want to spend a fortune. But Pella has a product line for every budget, so many different customization options as well. And right now, no interest. You can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. No interest, no payments for up to 2 years with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? Get it now and wait. Start making payments up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions do apply and 6/30/2025. So set that free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
I was thinking... Okay,
who's Raj? you tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Gabe, how's your day going?
Again, whenever you get a text, when you get out of the shower saying, I hope you're listening, from Evan Cohen, I know something's about to happen. Or something maybe did happen. So, you wake up one day, you're an expert, and suddenly some people have an issue with that.
So Evan Cohen was talking about the NBA Finals with his folks on Unsportsmanlike this morning, Chris Canty and Michelle Smallman. And they were going over the list of experts that ESPN.com has put out with experts predicting the outcome of the NBA Finals. Take a listen to Unsportsmanlike.
You are quite excited today. Are you going to be doing a lot of gambling tonight? I normally don't see you this excited.
Oh, I'm getting involved, Joseph.
Okay,
I'm getting involved. I don't know if you've seen the expert picks.
Multiple pages.
On ESPN.com.
What is your pick?
I'm going with the Pacers in seven, Joseph.
Okay, I see. Now, everything was going so well, and now here we go.
I'm going with the Pacers in seven, Joseph.
I have a major issue with the word expert. Gabe Neitzel, an expert on the Thunder and Pacers?
That's a good pop. It's fair.
I mean, but look, I'm not the one who declared myself an expert. ESPN.com was the one that declared me an expert. And who am I to argue with ESPN.com?
It's fair.
I didn't declare myself an expert. I didn't call up whoever runs ESPN.com and say, hey, throw my name in there as an expert. No, they reached out to me, Chew. They reached out to me.
Just out of curiosity, having not gone over the expert list exhaustively, is Evan Cohen on the expert list?
He is, yes. Yeah. And guess what? We had the exact same prediction. Thunder in five.
Well, that now the plot thickens.
We had the exact same prediction.
So if Evan is considered an expert,
yep,
and he had a prediction,
uh-huh,
and you had the same prediction,
uh-huh, yep, correct,
how in the world can he question your credentials for being an expert?
Yeah, this is, you know, again, this is the life I live.
Is it because he toys around on the NBA trade machine 24/7? That makes him an expert because he understands aprons?
Yeah, again, like, if I've got a question on the second apron, he might be my first phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, who's this guy think he is?
Out of all the sports, though, isn't NBA Evan's expertise? Because he sucks at football.
Yeah! Yeah! Get him, Chew!
I mean, isn't that fair?
Yes, it is completely fair. 100% fair.
Just out of curiosity, am I the only one noting the irony here of Evan taking out Gabe for his lack of expertise in a certain area,
yeah,
followed by Chewy taking out Evan for his lack of expertise in a certain area?
It's expertise arrogance by Evco, once again.
Put it on the list.
Number 42, expertise arrogance.
Although someone this morning did say that we should put fishing arrogance, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. After my little...
After you're like, no, this is legit.
Oopsie poopsie yesterday.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is it fair for Evan to criticize or question Gabe's credentials on the NBA after ESPN.com deemed him an expert predicting the outcome of the finals? Okay, yeah, all answer at once.
Look, I feel like I have to recuse myself as an expert. Like, I can't.
No, as Gabe, I feel like I have to recuse myself.
I'm an expert here. Like, I'm probably going to have to change business cards now, you know, ESPN.com, NBA expert, Gabe Neitzel.
I think that'd be a nice little addition there. Put a little under host and then NBA expert, yeah, little parentheses. I think Gabe has all the makings of an NBA expert, and this is not to take out anyone else. I think he has the credentials of everyone else on the list at very least.
Has the credentials of everyone else on the list. Oh. Who else is on the list?
I wouldn't say I have the credentials of everybody else. Like, Bobby Marks is on the list. Like, he worked in the NBA.
I'm saying you have the bare minimum of everyone else
on
the list.
Yeah.
You make the list. You can question the qualifications of everybody on the list. But the credentials exist.
Are there former players on the list?
Let me get the list up here of everyone they
have. And when he says no, Chewy's just going to throw the list out anyway.
I'm going to be quite frank. I've listened to enough former athletes talk about the sport they played in. to know not all of them know exactly what they're talking about.
Oh, there's a lot of dumb.
They know how to play it and play it with the best in the world.
No,
but when it comes to analyzing,
no former NBA players on this list.
Okay.
No former NBA
Joshy,
players.
It's tough when you're playing tight end and you have to tell the fullback and the running back what to do.
Right.
In a matter of, what's the play clock, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I mean,
that's not always fun.
I mean, you've been doing radio for how long? You're not an expert.
No. No, I'm an expert on how to be an idiot. Yeah.
Which is why we have you on the radio.
Exactly.
Right. You got your own special expertise.
Yeah.
Chewy knows his lane. He stays in it. Not swerving all over the place.
And it's one way.
Do you want us to put expert with a capital E on that business card, Gabe? Or is lowercase fine?
They did capitalize it on the article. Like,
just don't it's an honorific.
Just don't put a picture of him with that shirt on in the on the business card.
That's going to wipe out your credibility for sure. We roll on right after this.